The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you, and confirm you, and establish you. To him be glory and empire, forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew near unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man is there of you that hath 100 sheep? And if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Honor thy father in work and word and all patience. These words are taken from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, my dear friends, I would like to tell you about a young boy and a paragraph that he wrote for school. The boy's name, we'll say, was Billy. He was a third or fourth grader, and in his English class, he was learning how to write a paragraph. To make it more interesting for her young students, the teacher started a contest. Let's see who can create the best superhero, she said. I want you to write a paragraph about your own superhero and explain in the paragraph what his costume looks like, what special powers he has, and what his name is. Well, the entire class was filled with excitement, especially Billy. For like any boy his age, he was enthralled with superheroes. And so the minute Billy got home from school, he eagerly set to work on his paragraph. With paper and pencil, he sat at the kitchen table, and he thought, and he thought, and he thought. He tried to envision the best-looking costume, the greatest powers, and the most striking name, but nothing came to mind. Then suddenly something struck him, and he began to write. My superhero has a lot of costumes, Billy wrote. He doesn't wear a cape or a mask, but sometimes he wears a suit and tie, so that no one knows how strong he is. Sometimes he wears a t-shirt and jeans so that he looks like everyone else. Continuing, Billy wrote, My superhero has a lot of powers. He is super strong and can lift anything. He can throw a football farther than anyone else in the world. He never gets hurt. He's always there to help when someone needs it. And he is always looking out for others. My superhero has so many powers, I can't write them all down. He can do anything, but he always does what is right. His name, Billy concluded, is short. It's only 3 letters. His name is Dad, and he is the best superhero ever. My dear friends, as you know, every year on the 3rd Sunday of June, we celebrate Father's Day. But what you may not realize is that Father's Day, aside from being just a mere civil holiday, is also, in a sense, like Mother's Day, a Catholic one as well. And this is because on Father's Day, we not only honor and thank our earthly fathers, but we also honor and thank our Heavenly Father, who has given us everything, even to the giving of His only begotten Son to suffer and to die for us. The day and age in which we live, my dear friends, is a day and age which is characterized by unbelief, impurity, perversion of all sorts. It is a day and age in which the family and fatherhood are being attacked as never before. Civil divorce, abortion, Planned Parenthood, those are just a few of the modern evils that undermine the family in society today. And society, as one learned priest put it, rests upon the family. The family is the very foundation of society. And if the family crumbles, society will crumble with it. And thus we have the present state in the world today. A world that is widespread with sin because of the worldwide loss of faith and morals and because of the destruction of the family. Today, then, Catholic fathers must be strong. For as the renowned Catholic author Miles Connolly put it, today, fatherhood is a heroic calling. The dedicated father, he says, is indeed a hero. He is a hero because he is the captain of the home, the fortress and foundation on which Christian civilization is built. A Catholic father, then, is responsible for defending his family, not only physically, but against the onslaughts of a world that is dead set on destroying the spiritual well-being of his children. And he is responsible to work day in and day out to provide for his family's material and spiritual needs. Because of the many difficulties a Catholic father faces today, then, his vocation requires no small amount of courage. Courage which is constant and steadfast. It takes courage to set a good example for his children when sin and scandal are so rampant. It takes courage to patiently and cheerfully carry the weight of the many burdens and crosses that a family often faces. And it does take a certain amount of courage to discipline one's children, to say no to them. No, you cannot go see that movie. No, you cannot have this or that. No, you cannot dress like that. It at times takes great fortitude to have rules like these and to uphold them. For we live in a world in which parents and children have been set on equal footing, and in which the 4th commandment has, in a certain sense, been thrown out the window. And it takes real determination to make the many and often difficult sacrifices to provide for the spiritual and material welfare of the family. To travel at times a distance, sometimes even hours, to attend the true Mass and receive certainly valid sacraments, and to provide a Catholic education and upbringing for his children, to ensure his family has a roof over their heads, food on the table, and anything else they need. These and so many other things require a heroic courage on the part of fathers today. And yet, when all is said and done, there is nothing a loving father will not do, no sacrifice he will not make for his family. For everything he does, whether it is encouraging his children in their difficulties or disciplining them when need be, everything a father does is and should be done for the love and eternal salvation of his family. But all too often, we fail to realize this. We fail to see just how much our fathers have done for us, how much they really do care for us. And thus, at times, it is very easy to begin to take them for granted. On this Father's Day, then, let us really and truly consider all that our fathers have done for us, and all that they may even continue to do for us. We all have reasons, my dear friends, 1 reason, 10 reasons, 100 reasons, to be grateful to our fathers, for they are indeed heroic men who are willing to sacrifice all for their family. But as we honor our earthly fathers today, let us not forget to honor our Heavenly Father, who is the Father of all. For he is the one who has given us the one true faith, access to the true Mass and valid sacraments, and the means to save our souls. He is the one who made the greatest sacrifice of all for the love of his children. He gave his only begotten Son to suffer and to die for us. As St. John tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Let us then, my dear friends, honor our fathers as Sacred Scripture tells us, in work and word and in all patience. And let us do this not only on Father's Day, but let us do this every day of our lives. Let us honor our fathers by supporting them, by speaking respectfully of them at all times, and by helping them when they need it, even if it's not convenient for us at the time. And let us give them the love and gratitude they deserve by praying for them every single day. For by means of prayer, we ask God, who is able to help our fathers in a way far better than we or anyone else could. We ask God to help, strengthen, and protect them, to grant them the many blessings and graces they need. And even if our fathers have finished their work in this world and have been called by God into eternity, let us not forget them, but rather let us pray for them every day and even have a Mass or two offered for them. For fatherhood does not cease with death. And as loving children of God the Father, let us also honor and thank him for all he has done for us. Let us do this by striving to keep his commandments better than we have in the past, if we have minimalized any one of them in our eyes, if we have been indifferent to this commandment or that commandment, if we have broken them nonchalantly, the time to change is now. My dear friends, if the dedicated father was at the time of Miles Connolly in 1951 a hero. Today he must be, as Billy wrote in his paragraph, he must be a superhero. For the enemies have indeed grown darker, and the enemies he must fight on behalf of his family have become all the more fierce. And thus, a father must be more courageous than ever before. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of all fathers, obtain for them the grace and the strength to be faithful to their duty. And may we always honor our fathers and look upon them as the heroes that they truly are. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.